We're learning Chrisus Daf Yotess Amud Aleph, and we're starting from Amud Beis. The Rambi Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shlokesh Rabbi Shlokesh. We had yesterday's Daf Shaila if a Sofik Idea is called the Idea. If you don't know for sure you did Aveira, is that called enough for Idea to separate to make it to Chatayis? Two Ashim Tali sure does, but to make two Chatayis, a Sofik Idea is that enough? Adam Chloikis. Shlokesh holds Sofik Idea is enough. Rabbi Yechon Sofik Idea is not enough. So we're going to ask the Kash Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon Shlokesh Shlokesh. We're going to first bring a Brisa and then discuss it, then we'll see. It sounds like a stira of Shlokesh and Rabbi Yechon. But Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon Shlokesh Adar Shlokesh. The Tanya went to the Brisa. Shnei Shvilim. There are two paths. Echad Tamei Vechad Tar. We don't know which one. We know one of them has a caver in it and it's Tamei. The other one's Tar. V'halach B'rishon V'loy Nechnas. He went first the first path, he didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. V'sheni, he went into the second path. V'nichnas, went to the Beis HaMikdash. So by now already, we know for sure he's Tamei. He went to both Shvilim, one of them is Tamei, so sure Tamei. So Chayiv, it's Pashu, Chayiv, Echatos. Why? Because it's for sure we're Tamei when he went into the Beis HaMikdash. What about a case, we're going to skip the parentheses, what about the case of Holoch Barishoin V'nichnas? He went into the first path, they went into the Beis HaMikdash. At that time, it was only Safik. Then Vahiza, Vashana, Vatavel, he got the Paraduma, went to the mikvah, he became, you know, tar from that Sophakuma. Valkbashe went the second path for Nichnas, and went to Resmikdash. So Lakh is Chayiv. Because here also, by the second thing already, you saw Tame. Because on one of them you went in after the first one, then now maybe you still a Sophak Tame, but you sure went into Resmikdash when you were Tame. Why? Because after each path you went into the Resmikdash. And one of them was Tamar. So you're also Chayiv. So the Tanakhama says both are Chayiv. Rav Shimon Poiter, Vezu. Rav Shimon holds, you're Poiter in the second case. You're Poiter. Because in each one, you could say, in each Knesset, you could say, maybe this was Tar. In each Knesset, you could say, maybe at this time you're a Tar. So he holds, you're Poiter. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Poiter Bekulon, Mishim Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Yehuda argues, you know what Rav Shimon holds. You know, it's like Tanakhama says, Rav Shimon says, part of Rav Shimon says, part of a kula. Break the Gemara, what is part of a kula? Fill of a kamaisa? Is he even pater in the first case? Where we said that he went to both paths, then went to Beis HaMikdash. Well, why would he argue in that case? Can't argue in that case. How can you argue in that case? What?
In that case in the last case.
Because the last case, you did a paraduma in between.
We didn't need a carbon.
No, forget about carbon. There was never a time when you're going to Beis HaMikdash, you know you've added Tumah. In the second case. The first time you went in, you weren't sure. Because you didn't know you went into one path. The second time, you already tie yourself on the first one.
If you look up those situations, you for sure went in when you went in.
Right. But you never had you never knew before you went in for sure that you were Tame. There's never a time you knew for sure you were Tame. So there, it's an Olzi Pato, because you have to know before that you were Tame for sure. But the Kamaisa, that's no reason to argue that. You're for sure Tame. How can you argue that? So how can you argue the Kamaisa? What does it mean? Rishim Yehuda, Poit of a Kulon. Must be add on another case. Amar Rava, Chumayaskinon, Goen Chaholach, Barishoin. The case where they're arguing is, it's the first case, but with a little Nakuda over here. Goen Chaholach, Barishoin. Ubishas, Halucha, Bishendi. And when you went to the second path, you forgot about the first path. So here's a case when you go into the Beis HaMikdash after two paths, you're Vade Tomei, but you don't know you're Vade Tomei. You don't, because you forgot you went into the first one. So you know partly that you're Vade Tomei. Paul Pligi, Tanakama Sava Mixas Idea Ki Idea Damya. Tanakama means you're Shimon Poit of a Zu Dafka, second case, but the first case is a Takachayev. It's Mixas Idea, is enough of Idea. Mixas Idea means that he knows partly that he's Vade Tumma. He knows about his Tumma, and he's Taka Vade Tumma in this case, but he doesn't know about the whole thing. That's not enough of Idea, according to Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Sava mixes Idea Lav Ki Idea Dami. That's not enough of Idea. You have to have Idea. Now, just give a little Akdama. That will go according to the, it's not Akdama anymore, but I'll tell you afterwards. That will go according to the Maniyama here, that the Loch is, when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, Bichai Vechatos, you have to know about the Tumma before, then you forget about the Tumma, and you go into the Beis HaMikdash, then you remember it afterwards. You have to at one point know you were Tamei. So here, he knows he went into both paths. So if he knows he went into both paths, then it's possible Kuyam Vichayev Echatos. Why? Because he knows he went into both paths, then he forgot that he's Tamei and he went to Beis HaMikdash. So at one point he knew he was Vadei Tumah. The machlokes is a case where that when he went into the second path, he forgot about the first path. So you know he was vade tumah, he didn't know about it completely. He only knew about part of it. He only knew about the second path. He didn't know about the first path. He forgot about it. That's machlokes and mixes idea. It's called the idea or not the idea. Okay, so zok the gemara vayt. Omar mar. We didn't get to the mystery of Rabbi Yechon of Slakish yet. We're coming up. We're getting there soon. Omar mar. Holach barishoin. This is the second case of the brayse we have before. Holach barishoin. V'nichnas, he went to Beis Mikdash. Went the first path, went to Beis Mikdash. Then he's over tava. Then afterwards he was got spritzed on a par adumoid. Went to the mikvah. Holach b'sheni, went in the second path. V'nichnas, and went into Beis Mikdash. Shechayev. So he said, why shechayev? We said because for sure he went in Tame. Either the first time or second time, one of the time he was Tame. So he's Chayev Echatas. Remember the Kasha, am I Chayev? Halay Avali Idea. Here you never had the idea that you're Tame. You never knew for sure you were Tame. There was never a time Taka and then you were Vade Tame. Even Klapi Shmaya. You know, there was never, even though, forget about him forgetting, there was never a time when it was a Vade Tame. Because after the first time was Safik, after the second time was Safik. So where's the idea? We've said you have to have, to be Chayev Echatas, you have to have the idea before. You have to have an idea before. Here you never had an idea that you vade tamei. You never had an idea that you vade tamei. That's tomorrow's kasha. My chayv will have an idea. So our shlokah says, you know what, you're right. Our shlokah says, Rabbi Shmuel, he lay by your idea with chila. We're going according to Rabbi Shmuel. It doesn't have the drasha of an elam. He doesn't have that drasha that you need idea with chila. And therefore he holds that you don't need an idea, and that's what we're going according to. Rabbi Yechon Amar, afilu teim rabbanon, kan also suffer idea ki idea. Here we're saying, we're teaching us that Sufik idea is just like a idea. And Kasaka Daitan Ka'osu wouldn't call her kula. Just like here Sufik idea is Kidia, called her kula also, Sufik idea is Kidia. So like this, we have a case over here that you're going into the Beis HaMikdash, we're saying Yechayiv, why? Because you're Vada Tami. Even though you don't have a Vada idea, it's only a Sufik idea. So Rosh Lakish says it's a problem, Taka, it means you don't, it means it's not called the idea. That's what goes to Rosh Shmuel. And Yechayiv says, no, Sufik idea is like a idea. So Kasha Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Kasha Shlokas, Shlokas. Why? We said before that according to Rosh Shlokas, if in between Chatoyis have a Sufik idea, it's enough of an idea. And here he's saying Sufik idea is not enough. And Rabbi Yechon on the opposite, by two Chatoyis he says it's not called the idea, and here he says it's called the idea. So it's a stira, Rosh Shlokas, Rosh Shlokas, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon. So Gemara answers, Bishlam, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, like Kasha, Kan Asu, Ava B'chol HaTarei Kula, like. It's only by Tumah that we said that Sufik Yediyah is enough. But nowhere else. My time. What is the difference between Tumah and Kol HaTorah Kula? Hocha gabei Tumah k'siv v'nela mimenu v'hu tamei. So it sounds like that any type of Yediyah of Tumah is enough. Even though any type of Yediyah, and then you forget about it, is enough. This b'nami Sufik chayev kra. V'nela mimenu v'hu tamei Yediyah, this b'nami Sufik chayev kra. Even if it's just a little bit, even if it's a little bit of the Tumah, it's enough to be chayiv. Avach Chol HaTorah Kula K'siv, Hoyde Elav Chadasi, you have to have Yediyah. Hoyde Elav Chadasi, Yesh LeYediyah Hu D'Mechayiv. So Rabbi Yechon is not Shver. Sufik Yediyah is a local Svara by going to Beit HaMikdash after Yatameh, that Sufik Yediyah is enough. Avach Chol HaTorah Kula, Sufik Yediyah is not enough. Elav HaShlokesh, it's a Kavachayim, Remadach Gavet Tuchat Hoyes. A Sufik Yediyah is enough of a Yediyah. So of course over here it's enough of a Yediyah. Shlokash Kasha, the Mukal like Rabbi Shmuel that doesn't hold the idea. Look at Rabbi, that Rabbi holds Sufik idea is called idea. So tomorrow, how come Ash Malon? Shlokash is teaching us that Rabbi Shmuel nami loy by idea. Rabbi Shmuel loy by idea metchila. Shmuel does not need idea metchila. But tomorrow, why is that a chiddush? How mistis to me? It's a Mishnah. It's not. Rabbi Shmuel, I may see from Rabbi Shmuel uses vanilla for other things. Vanilla, shtei pa'amim. And that says there's nothing left over to teach us the drasha that Vanelam teaches us that you have to have epis the idea. So we know Rabbi Shmuel already. What's a chiddush Rabbi Shlokas? So no, it's still a chiddush. Why? It's exactly, you know, mikra lesle. He has no pasuk, but mikra lesle. He has a Kabbalah that you need an idea before. Kemash v'lon Rishlokish. That if you're Rabbi Shmuel, you do not need a idea. You don't need a idea v'tchila, and that's pshat in these prices here, they don't need a idea metchila. But you could have said that going to Rabbi holds a Sufik idea is called a idea. Okay, Adkan the Gemara of Idea Sufik. Now we're starting a new Mishnah. And this new Mishnah is going to have a lot in it and talk a little bit about Mesasik at the end. That'll be the Sugyan later on the Amud and Amud Beis. But let's start the beginning of the Mishnah. Let's go. Dr. Mishnah. You have two things that are also in front of you. But ochel echad them, ate one of them. Ben yidei ate them ochel, doesn't know which one he ate. So in this case, it's a little different than a regular case of Alshem Tali. Here, he for sure did Issa, who's not sure which one it is. Or ishta nidei v'achoysim v'bayis. Or he has his wife who's nidei's osser, or the achoysa, his wife's sister, v'bayis, and shogag v'echas behem ben yidei v'ezim shogag. He doesn't know which one he was born. Or Shabbos v'yom kippurim. There's a Shabbos before Yom Kippur. V'asa malacha ben hashmash. He did a malacha much of Shabbos that going to Yom Kippur. V'ein day v'ezim osir. Not sure if it was Yom Kippur or Shabbos. All these cases, Rav Eliezer mechayev chatos. I mean, we understand Rav Eliezer why? Because he for sure did avera. Either he ate chelav or noisa, one of them. Either achoisa or yistanida. Either Yom Kippur or Shabbos. He did one of them for sure. So it's chayev chatos pasha. Rav Yeshua poiter. Shua holds a pata. Why? Because Shua holds, it says in the pasuk Ashachot Abba, you have to know what chait exactly it did. It's not enough you know for sure you did aver. You have to know which aver it is. So Shua holds your pata.
You
want me to tell you too? Yeah, I think we're going to speak that in a second. Yes, very good. Yeah. On Rav Yosi, first of all, you speak out to me in a second. First of all, Rav Yosi says something. Rav Yosi doesn't like the case of Ben Hashmashos. Everyone agrees to a part. Why? Because maybe he did part, half the Malach on Shabbos, half the Yom Kippur, and he never did a complete Malach on either one. So he mix us outside Yom, mix us Lamacha. So that everyone will agree apart, because maybe he didn't do Aver in either one. Just it was a tier of a both. He can't retire for two Averis. The case of Shabbos and Yom Kippur B is he did it on a day. You're not sure if it was on Yom Kippur or Shabbos. You forgot. You're not sure. You never realized. You're not sure if there was Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Or you always have any day. Or you did a malacha on Shabbos, and you're not sure which malacha was. It was Kaitzer or Zareya. You're not sure which one it is. So that's where the machlekes is. That's where the machlekes is. That there, Shalaz v'chayv v'chatas shuva poiter. Like we just said, that Shalaz v'chayv v'chatas, because you know for sure you did Avera. You don't know exactly which one. And we should all do part two, because you have to know exactly which Avera. Om Rav Yehuda, poitra yare v'shua. V'shua says part two, yipata af me'ashom talu. Even from me'ashom talu, yipata. Not only yipata from achatas, but even part of me'ashom talu. And then we'll learn that from Pasa. Look more of it, then more than say, another machlek is Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon, v'Rav Shimon Shazuri Oimrim, le'nechliku adavashim v'shem echashu chayiv. Everyone agrees that if there's two trees and you cut off a fruit from one of the trees, you're not sure what tree it is, but you cut off an apple from one of the both are apple trees, you cut off an apple. Then you're chayiv. That's not cool not knowing what you did. You know what you did. You cut an apple off a tree. That's good. Aman echgu, in the Machayosh, there's even a more dakistik of machlaikas. Adav shum shum beis shemais. If you have two trees, one's a te'enim, one's figs, and one's an oven, and you cut off one of those trees, you're not sure which one it is. Rav Lezer Mechayev Chatos, Rav Shua Poiter. A big chiddush. Rav Shua holds your poiter. Why? Because you have to know exactly what you were chayter. And since you don't know which fruit you were chayter in, even though you did the same, you know which malacha you did. You're not sure which fruit you did. That's enough of a heter. That's enough to make you poiter. You have to know exactly what you did. That's what Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Zura Mechadosh, extra Knech in Rav Yeshua. They have to even know exactly which type of peiris you did. Amr Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says, I feel in the scavenge, look at Tainim, look at an oven. Let's say you wanted to cut Tainim, you cut an oven. Or an oven, look at Tainim. Or an oven, look at Tainim. Shchairois, look at Levonis. Levonis, look at Shchairois. You wanted to cut white fruit, then you cut black. Or black or white. Then, really, yes, Machai, Rishua, Poiter. Once a Taina, that, I mean, I'll explain later on what exactly Yehuda's coming to say, but what Yehuda's saying is that there's a machlekes even when I'm trying to be like a tainer and like an oven. And here's a case, this whole different case, Rav Yehuda. Here you know what you did. But it's a new, forget what we learned until now. Until now we learned you have to know exactly what you did. Now it's a new thing. This is in the Sugya Mas'asek. So, Rav Yehuda, what happens if a guy tries to cut the anim? He says, you know what, I need a fig. And he tries to cut, and he cuts an oven instead. He knows what he did, but he didn't try to do that exactly. He tried to do the anim. Or he wanted the white ones or black ones. So he says, here's also machlekes with Lezer Mishua. Lezer v'chayev chatos, but Rav Yeshua poiter, and Yeshua holds your poiter, and the Gemara will explain. And Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Shimon, Shalat the Gir says, let's say Omar Rav Yehuda Tamani impart about Rav Yeshua. It says, like, why is Yeshua Yipata? I see, try to do Davasa. I'm Tamua on Rav Yeshua Shita. Im Kain, Loma Nemar Asha Chotaba. So why does it say Chotaba? And so if I'm going to tell you that you're really chayiv when I try to do Te'inim and do Anavim. So what do you use Asha Chotaba for? So the Gemara, you use it for Prat L'Masasek. You know, use it for a case of Masasek, which means I'm trying to do a heter and I do Issa. I'm trying to pick up a loose grape, and if I mistake pick up a attached grape, that will be a case of Rav Yehuda or Rav Shimon, that he'll be Pata. Ad kana Mishnah. It's a loaded Mishnah. But let's see the Gemara. Yeah. Dr. Gemara. So going back to the beginning of the Mishnah says we have two Isurim in front of you, Kvadai Isurim, and you did one of them, so you evaded Issa. Why? Because you don't know which one you did. Tanya looked at Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yezer, Monav Shach. Chaylev achal chayev. Rabbi Tanya says, you should of course be chayev. Why? If you ate chaylev, then you're chayev. You know Yisrael, achal chayev. So what's the difference? Yishtin nidei ba'al chayev. If it was yishtin nidei, then you're chayev. You're chayev ba'al chayev. If it was Shabbos, if you did it, if it was on Shabbos, you're chayev. You could be chayev ba'al chayev. Basically, this Tanya, very simple Tanya. Saying when Manav Shach, I did a chiyev chatas. So I should be chayev chatas. What's the plan of Rav Yeshua? Amalei Rav Yeshua, Harei Yoimer, Ashechata Ba. It says in the Pasuk, that you bring a chatas, Ashechata Ba, that teaches us that Shevod Le Machat. You have to know what you did it with. You have to know what you did a chatas with. And since you don't know here, even if Rav Yeshua did a chatas, you can't bring a chatas. That's what does Ashechata Ba. It says that teaches us, not like Rav Eliezer, that you have to know what you were chayev.